Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
So what ends up happening is Lily calls, this is before Charlotte goes to the real deal, but she calls the family into the living room. So we got Rock there, we got Harry, we got Anthony, we got Charlotte. Lily is at her keyboard. She's got a great voice. She's playing the keyboard and she's singing a song she wrote. And here are some of the lyrics. Caught inside this gilded cage, Park Avenue streets, where do they lead? The power of privilege. I wish I could remember how the tune goes. The power of privilege. I'm not allowed to be me. I'm a good girl. I'm a good girl. I mean, it's okay. And so then Anthony leans over and says to Charlotte, who is she? Lily Eilish? Come on. That's fucking funny. And this is when I went, oh, the entire point of this subplot is so that Anthony could say, who is she? Lily Eilish? That's the entire point of having Lily get a keyboard and express through song that she feels like she's in a gilded cage. That's, even though that's a great plot point, it was all about that. Just like I'm convinced the second Sex and the City movie was only, with the whole movie, was based around the pun, Samantha saying, oh, Lawrence of my labia. That's why they went to the Middle East, because Michael Patrick King woke up in the middle of the night with a pun and he's like, how do I make a movie about this? I'm not fucking kidding. So he's like, Lily Eilish, I know. I promise you it started there. I promise you. So I don't care anything about that plot. Way too many children on this show. What am I watching? There's fucking less children on Sesame Street than in Just Like That. Do you understand me? There are less children on Sesame Street. I'm not kidding. Watch Sesame Street sometime. It's all puppets and adults. Okay, so then we're back with Naya and Andre. And I like this. I actually really like these characters and their plot. So Naya, as we last left her last episode, she drunkenly called her husband. They've been taking space because he wants kids and she doesn't. They're kind of at this crossroads. And he was writing songs in a hotel room with this white woman in a hat that Naya was calling hipster hat, hat hipster or something. And Naya could have flirted with, sat with this really cute, handsome man, Toussaint, at a bar. And she chose not to because she's married. So she's on the phone with Andre. And he's like, just admit your phone call was crazy. And she admits it. And it's like, guys, as we're trying to, again, amend the sins of our past. Okay, you've got three racism plots from the other characters. Naya's call to Andre was literally not crazy. She was drunk and emotional because her husband was in a hotel room with another woman. And she hung up on him after yelling like one sentence. Literally not crazy. We don't use that word. Even if she had been wrong, if she used words that hurt, a tone of voice we don't like, raised her voice, that's fine. We can talk about it. hey, that's not how I like to communicate, but we don't use crazy. I will not allow that word to be used with me. And she shouldn't allow it in her relationship. It's like, he's like, just admit you were crazy. She's like, okay. And I'm like, no. She would not admit that. She would not admit that. That is uncool to make a female character go, yeah, I was. No, you weren't. No, you fucking weren't. Don't ever do that. Okay, so he's like, she says to Andre, you're playing with fire, you know, hanging out with that woman. And he says, yeah, I know. And she says, something's going to happen. And he said, I want something to happen sometimes. He's like, but I want you and I to work out most of all. But yeah, I got to be honest. You know, when I'm writing songs with this woman, like, of course I want something to happen, but something hasn't. And Naya's like, that's a little too fucking honest, which I agree. And then he's like, so I figured out something so that we can have kids. Because she's, you know, doesn't want kids, but also I think had reproductive issues, or she's just past the age of having them. He goes, we get a surrogate. And Naya's like, no. Which is weird that he thought that was the solution, because it's about wanting kids or not. The problem was never, I can't have them, what do we do? And she's just like, oh my fucking God, you don't get it. So then there's a scene where she's calling Miranda when Miranda's in LA. So many phone calls because they insisted on putting Miranda in LA. So now Miranda has all these friends and all they can do is call her on the fucking phone. So Naya is throwing things out, getting rid of everything in the home that had anything to do with Andre. And she's saying, this is over, blah, blah. Now, I don't know where this plot's going. I hope it is over. I mean, I'm sure it is. They probably just want another single woman on the show. But I liked their plot point. So then I mentioned Miranda goes to AA. I accidentally said that in the last episode. She's at the beach. I know one of you commented, can you just talk more about the beach in this episode? That something was really inconsistent where, you know, somebody snubbed her for using a cell phone, but then later was like, the world's dying anyway. Like, I know, nothing makes sense. Still unclear what they're cleaning up on the beach. Fine. Okay, so then we're back with Carrie. So Carrie's talking to Seema, and Seema is, you know, saying, you know, my hairdresser says I can't commit. And she's like, but I really feel like my boyfriend is maybe a mooch. And she says, you know, I feel uncomfortable. And you know, that's like a sign that something's up. And Carrie says, in classic Carrie sense, where she turns it right back to her, well, if you're uncomfortable, then you're uncomfortable. It's like me pitching my vaginal podcast commercial. And Seema goes, no, it's not like that, which I love. I'm like, thank you. Finally, someone putting her in her place. Like, no, literally nothing like that. Like, I'm getting a Spidey sense witch vibe about my boyfriend that he might be shady. You don't want to read a podcast ad about vaginal wellness for all the wrong reasons. Not the same. So Carrie's like, it's just, I'm just uncomfortable. Once again, she goes on and on about it and gives no good reason. She's like, it's just not my nature. Oh my God. So then Seema goes back to the hairdresser to get a blowout. Another of her classic, my hair is already dry, give me a blowout. So she comes in with frizzy hair. It doesn't look that good. He's like, what did you do? She's like, I went to basic blowouts on 67th. He's like, sit down. And once again, just starts putting a hair dryer on dry hair. I am screaming at this point. What is happening? And, you know, she's like, look, I want you to apologize. And he's like, I don't apologize for what I say. I told her she's fat, needs lipo. I told her she shouldn't have kids. I say what's on my mind. That, and I'm like, what even is the salon? I don't get it. So they don't resolve anything. He just says, like, I say what I want. And she's like, well, you do my hair pretty well, which I don't see the difference between when he does her hair or she got the bad blowout.